Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kane Pittman, Locked On Bucks. Nowhere near these Lakeland University studios. On the other side of the world, in Australia, where he resides. He spent time in Milwaukee. He's covered the team in Milwaukee. You hear him on the Locked On Bucks podcast, part of this wonderful Odyssey network. So it doesn't matter where you are, you can get Kane Pittman. Kane, did you know we run commercials with you on it? Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but that's great to hear. And it honestly, it's great to be on this show. You did say that I've been in Milwaukee, and I was starting to get a little bit concerned on this playoff run. I mean, me and you have sat next to each other at Bucks games. We've hung out together, and we've been on this entire postseason run. And I was wondering when I was going to get the call, but thankfully I can let you off the hook because you were just waiting for the potential title clinching game, which I do respect. I give you some respect for that.
Well, I have no idea what time it is by you. So I didn't know. I have no idea. What time is it where you are?
It's 9:15 p.m. on Tuesday, which, as you know, by 9:15 p.m. on Tuesday in Milwaukee, it could be the beginning of a hectic scene in the city of Milwaukee.
So if you're in the future, what are we up in the first quarter or what?
I'm not even. Listen, I'm way too paranoid about sports karma to even try and say anything that's going to be going on at that time. So you're not baiting me with that one.
All right, that's fine. I'm very confident. I think a lot of people are a lot of people are at least, I don't even think it's cautiously optimistic. If it was cautious optimism, there wouldn't be 65,000 people that are going to descend. And that's at least, that's what the Bucks are going to allow at the Deer District tonight. But I do think there's going to be a lot more than that making a pilgrimage down to the game. So it's going to be a wild scene for sure, but we're all doing this because there is going to be a game tonight. When they were down 0-2, you know, things obviously look bleak. They've been able to come back, Kane, with these last three games where Giannis has been great, Chris has been great, Drew Holiday has been good but also bad, not making his shots, and then in game five you saw everything kind of come together. Is that what they need tonight, do you think? Do they need the three guys to play like a big three? Is this a night for the role players? What do the Bucks need tonight to make sure that I don't look stupid for setting up chairs already for a parade?
Well, it is really interesting because I think what we've learned through this series so far is that if you have all three guys firing on all cylinders, and I don't think the Bucks are going to lose. I don't think that there's a way they can lose the game. But I actually felt better when the Bucks were down 2-0 in this series than I did against Brooklyn. And it wasn't just because I thought that Milwaukee had learned from the experience. Like, it wasn't just the experience that made me feel that way. But I do think when you look at the star players and the guys that can get their own bucket on the perimeter, the guys that can create, I do think that there's a significant number of advantages that the Bucks have in this matchup over the Phoenix Suns. And we've seen it start to play out the longer the series has gone. I think for the Suns, the big question mark is what they can get out of Chris Paul, because the reality is right now it's Devin Booker versus the three Bucks, and that hasn't worked out so well for Phoenix.
The role players have been interesting in this series because I think better than ever they have figured out what their role is. I mean, you look at game five, Giannis and Chris and Drew, they all had 20 plus shots, right around the same amount of shots, But then everybody else, like P.J. Tucker had one shot. Connaughton, I think, was 4 for 6. But they've braced into their role. I wonder tonight if they even go, you know, a little thinner, if they go a 7-man rotation. They've been having a problem trying to figure out who's going to get some of those other guard minutes. Bryn Forbes is all but, you know, evaporated from the team. Jeff Teague gets some first half run to spell the guys, but he hasn't been very productive. I mean, do you think we're seeing these guys 40, 45, 46 minutes tonight?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we see the Jeff Teague minutes vanish. And again, I mean, you pointed to it, Bud. You said it exactly right. I mean, I haven't been able to criticize those minutes too harshly because I understand why they felt the need to play Jeff Teague, because if they wanted a guy that could handle the ball a little bit, it's already been proven Bryn Forbes can't be that guy. He hasn't been shooting the ball well since the Miami series. So in Bud's defense, he's just simply been trying to get these guys at least the tiniest bit of a rest in the first half. It hasn't exactly worked out well. But now that this is game 6 and this is a clinching situation, we might see what we saw in the second half of game 5, which was basically, look, if Giannis is on the bench or Drew Holiday's on the bench, Chris Middleton, you've got to be that guy. You've got to run the offense and handle the ball. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all if we just see the 7 guys, and it's Pat and it's Bobby Portis as well, who, you know, both of those guys, you have to give them credit, particularly Pat Connaughton, who has shot the ball remarkably well during the finals so far and has been a real presence on the offensive glass. And it's kind of funny to me to think about this series now, because I think the one concern I had for Milwaukee coming in was that I did think that Phoenix had more playoff caliber rotation guys coming off the bench, and that has kind of tilted the longer the series has gone on.
One of the things that I've been doing is we talked to Kane Pittman here, Locked On Bucks. You can find that, of course, on the wonderful Odyssey app where you're listening to this very program right now. I have been criticizing Mike Budenholzer, my doppelganger, throughout this run. I have not talked about him much in these finals, and yesterday on the show I even admitted that I think he might be doing a good job in the series. Am I wrong? Is he doing a good job?
No, I think he's doing a pretty good job, and I think a lot of the things that he's been criticized for in the past, you have to look at it and say, well, he's ticking a lot of the boxes. He's playing the stars big minutes. He's making adjustments. He hasn't been afraid to shorten the rotation. He hasn't been afraid to try different things in defensively for sure, which has been a big problem when you look at opposition three-point shooting, particularly in game 1, where you had some legitimate reasons to be concerned if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, whether it was the corner threes, whether it was the ability for Chris Paul to find the mismatch on the offensive end. So, I think if you're looking at both coaches, and again, you look at Monty Williams and perhaps some of the substitution patterns, perhaps some of the rotations, perhaps situations where he's left Devin Booker on the bench for far too long, I think you have to say that Bud's done a pretty good job. I would say that as much as you brought up the fact that you might play Chris, you might play Drew and Giannis 42, 43, 44 minutes tonight, if I'm the Suns, I'm probably doing the same. And I'm saying, look, Devin Booker, you're just going to have to go Kevin Durant style in the second round and play 47, 48 minutes tonight, because they've been a disaster when he's been off the floor.
Yeah, it's going to be so interesting tonight to watch how the game is going to unfold. Bucks and Suns, of course. We've got you covered all day long here on The Fan, and then afterwards, the post-game show. If they lose, you got a post-game show like always. If they win, the post-game show is going to go all night right into this very show tomorrow. With Giannis, I mean, you've seen this guy up close, Kane. You've watched him. You've gotten to know him a little bit. I've just been so impressed with him. It seems like he's taken another leap just in the playoffs. And this is when he got hurt. You know, obviously, he thought he was going to be out a while. We all worried he was going to be out a while. But in this series, you know, the free throws, and, you know, he's not the purest jump shooter in the world, but he is as dominant as I've ever seen a guy in a long, long time. Do you see that same thing that I do, that he took even from the Hawks series? This guy he's focused, he's determined, he is seemingly taking a leap here in these playoffs.
Yeah, he's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, what we're watching is just absolutely absurd. I mean, there's no way you can look at this. I've got the numbers in front of me here. 32 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, a block and a half, and a steal and a half as well. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous when you consider where we were 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, whenever it was. And even game one, like you looked at him in game one and you're like, okay, he's feeling it out a little bit, but how is he going to recover from this game? Is he going to be able to get back to the level? And I think the point that you made is exactly right. I mean, yeah, he's missing some free throws. Who cares? Because he's doing absolutely everything else. He's come up with just some ridiculous plays in this series. And I think the biggest thing is that he's gotten to a position in his career, which is just so rare for a player of MVP caliber, that he understands that maybe the best way for him to succeed or the best way for him to dominate a game doesn't necessarily always mean that he's got the ball in his hands. And I think we've watched every playoff game this team has played, Bart, in the last couple of years. We've seen the fact that at times it's felt super repetitive. It's felt like the Bucks are banging their head against the wall on offense, where Giannis has just got the ball at the top. He's going to dribble. He's going to try and ram through four guys and score. And it hasn't worked, but they've used him in different ways. He has improved in that little fadeaway shot from the mid-range there. He has developed a hook shot. He is willing to be a screener. He's willing to facilitate. I mean, it's just the next chapter of why this guy is so unique and so remarkable. The fact that he's even got to a point at 26 years old where he's like, okay, this should be my prime. I know who I want to be. I want to be the guy with the ball in my hands all the time. But maybe that's not the best chance we have at winning. And by doing that, he's unlocked everyone else on this roster.
So you don't want to have any, like, you're not letting your brain go there in any way that they might win the NBA championship and 13 hours, 15 hours?
I mean, to me, it's still like I can look at the fact that Milwaukee are leading this 3-2. I can understand that this game is about to happen, but I mean, it's just so absurd to me. And they've been close. I mean, I thought in 2019, I thought that was going to be it. They're up 2-0. We all know what happened. I don't know. I mean, I maybe it's just me as a general pessimist when it comes to these types of things, but I don't know. All I'll say is this. There's nothing I've enjoyed more during these NBA finals than your Twitter videos, but
I'll
say that. Regardless of what the result has been through any of these games, one of my favorite things to do has been to watch these videos. I would donate some sort of Australian chair. I don't think it's going to get there in time though, but it's been brilliant stuff, man. I have to give you some credit for that.
Well, I've been very confident in this team. You know, people want to call me a jinx or whatever, but I've just been very confident in this team. Now, I'm not even bracing for the possibility of a loss tonight. I am completely there. I can't even fathom. I mean, Bucks and six, man. Bucks and six has the potential to happen in the NBA Finals. I can't even fathom that. Also, I saw a stat that the home team, when they are in game six, up 3-2, they've won 11 of 11 times. It's not just about like the storyline. It's the Bucks are playing better basketball right now. Although I don't want to take anything away from the Suns. I really don't. They're a good team. And if you look at like game four and game five, it's been plays that have decided these games, not like quarters or halves. It's been plays, the block, obviously, and then the lob, which I still can't get over, the fact that they executed that. I mean, imagine having, you had a legacy-defining block in game four, and that's going to be forgotten about because of a legacy-defining lob in game five. So it is ridiculous. The Suns are good. I just feel like, you know, the way that the Bucks have been winning these last couple of games, that I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know if I don't quite believe in destiny, but something's happening. Something is happening, Kane.
Well, we've been watching the NBA Finals, other teams in the NBA Finals for a hell of a long time. And there is always legendary moments, isn't there? I mean, whether it's a shot, whether it is a block, we've seen that in the past, a particular play, a particular win. There's always legendary moments, but I can't really remember two legendary moments like that. I mean, you just said it. And we spoke about this on the podcast. I know you've had Frank on the show here recently, but we spoke about that. The fact that block Like, how could that possibly become the second biggest play of these finals within 48 hours? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. So for those two plays to happen back to back, and really, you know, the Bucks had to win one on the road. We knew that coming in, and for that to happen at the end of the game, and just the complete audacity to even attempt that play between Drew and Giannis is something that'll stick with people for a long time. But I do think overall, you pointed to it, I think the Bucks have been playing really, really solid basketball. And the biggest thing that's impressed me throughout this postseason is they've had endless opportunities to roll over, endless opportunities to die. And we've seen this team in the past. They've been in so many situations where in years gone by, you would have zero faith that they were going to dig themselves out of it or they were going to be able to find a way to win. And they've done it repeatedly throughout this postseason. So I do think the one thing you should be confident about is that this team will come ready to play. Even if they fall behind, they should be able to work their way back into it. This is a different group.
Yeah, I know Frank for years has said never trust the Bucks, but this just seems like a different team with a different makeup, and I am excited for that tonight. So is it even possible if you decided right now that you want to come? You can't. I mean, there's no unless you jumped on Branson's spaceship. Like you can't get here now, right? The time has passed.
Yeah, no, the time has absolutely passed. I don't actually think there's a flight that could get me out there in time. I will say this, throughout the playoff run, I've been, just happy for the people of Milwaukee. You know this, I've been there for a number of years. I've been coming back to Milwaukee very regularly since 2015, lived there basically from 2017 through to all this stuff happening, as we know. And I wasn't really jealous or wasn't feeling left out at all until the finals started. Then when the NBA finals started and I saw that little trophy on the scoreboard and everywhere else, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm starting to feel a little bit jealous now. But I think I'm over it. I think I'm over it. I'm just ready for the Bucks, hopefully, to clean this series up, win a championship, and the whole city goes absolutely bonkers for the next, who knows, next few months, I hope, until I return. Hopefully they're still going crazy.
Do you have anyone even to watch it with? Does anyone in Australia even remotely care?
I'll literally be watching this game on the couch by myself. It's going to be mid-morning on a Wednesday, so people will be working. They'll have much better things to do than watch a basketball game. And I guess if you put it that way, now I feel a little bit sad, but I'm like sitting there on the couch by myself. I don't have anyone to celebrate with, but my neighbors might hear some poor language at times, so they'll know something's up.
So you're in the position now where we all were in last night about being nervous to sleep. Are you going to be able to sleep?
Yeah, I'll just drink, man. I'll drink. I'll have a few beers and I'll go to sleep. Look, you know me, I always say this. I never need an excuse to have a beer. Tonight's definitely that time. It's the middle of winter here. It's cold. It's raining. It's terrible weather. I'll have a few beers and I'll be fine.
All right, Kane. Well, I saved the best for last to reach out to you for the hopefully clincher. We will talk after this. I do appreciate your time. I miss you. I love you. We'll see you soon.
Miss you too, man. Thank you so much. It's always good to catch up with you. And at some point, even if it's down the road, we'll have those victory beers.
I said I miss you. I love you.
I love you, Bart. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. No, that's okay. I mean, thank you. Some people don't say it back. Some people do. I appreciate forcing it out of you.
I'm happy to.
Thanks, Kane.
See you, man.
Kane Pittman, Locked On Bucks. They've been great the entire time with this run, with their coverage the last few years. And again, you can find that on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.